It was back in August of 1971. It was kind of a last-minute thing for me to come to AWC. I was asked by a junior high school teacher who was coaching here football, and he asked me if I'd come down and help out with the football team, meaning as equipment manager, trainer assistant, that type of thing. So I drove down here in August of 1971, 120-degree weather, coming down Interstate 8. And I remember that the freeway wasn't completed as of yet between Welton, and it was still using the old Highway 80. And coming down, it was all desert, plain desert, coming down that Telegraph Pass. And you're out there looking for the college. Where is that college? And all of a sudden, you see it off to the right. And the only way to get there, you had to go through Highway 95, because I remember there was only one entrance to the college at that time, and the entrance was through Highway 95. So we came up, and I seen a whole bunch of palm trees, like a few ficus trees, and it was like an oasis in the desert. And that was my first glimpse of AWC in August of 1971 as a student. And looking back, that was kind of a blessing, I guess, in disguise, not knowing what it would bring to me in the future. I was here for 2 years. I was the equipment manager. I lived in the dorms. I was the assistant head resident of one of the dorms, thanks to James Carruthers, who was then the director of housing. And assistant football coach. He gave me the job as assistant head resident in DeAnza Hall. But those 2 years I was here, I graduated in 73. Was part of the national football team that won national championship back in 72 with the greatness of Dennis Coleman, Barry, and Coach Butcher, Dine, Coach Carruthers, and many others won the national championship. But it was real memorable because of the campus. I mean, it was so unique because we had about 600 students. Everybody pretty much knew everybody. I think the student population now is, 12,000 maybe, the most? And after I left here in July, I think in May of 73, I went into service. I enlisted in the Army. I went there for 3 years. I was stationed overseas in Korea, in the Philippines, in Thailand. I came back, and I went back to school, and I got hired at AWC in August of 1976. I started off as a Veteran Services Coordinator, overseeing the GI Bill with Vietnam-era veterans. Then I went on, and 15 years later, I went on to work with Luis Barajas at the financial aid office and worked there till about, worked there till 80, excuse me, I got to think back, because the time's gone so quick, 2002, and then I went down to work with the San Luis campus as a coordinator of student activities, student advisement, and so forth. So I've been with the college for the last, officially, 37 years. And I didn't realize it how much it meant to me when I just turned 60 back in December. When you turn a certain age, you kind of look back. And you look back at your life and you say, what's impacted your life? What made the difference? I said, Jesus, you know what? What made the difference is all of a sudden one day someone asked me to come to AWC, and I had no idea AWC, Arizona Washington College, would be part of me, part of my life for the next 40, 42 years. Eventually, I met my wife here from Yuma. She was a Yuma girl from Yuma, Arizona. I met her, Margie Zapata, and then I guess we raised a family. So, it made a difference in me. I mean, it made me a person. It made me what I am today, AWC, and I'm very grateful to Arizona Western College for being part of my life. And it's amazing how it revolted from the day in August of 1973, not knowing what direction I was going to take, till somebody asked me, come to AWC. And I had no idea where AWC was. And Yuma, I heard of Yuma, but I thought it was the hottest place on the earth. But it turned out it's one of the greatest places, one of the hidden secrets. I mean, not only Yuma, but AWC is one of the hidden secrets of any educational institution in the nation.